Okay, today's daf is daf mem alef. Today is the last daf of the perek. So the mishnah begins on the top here. It says haomer a pesisi. A person says ptc as bital shaploni. It was mefata a particular woman. Mishalim boshes pagama piatmo. Even though he is mode, he has to pay these pieces. The klal is that a person who is mode b'knas is potter from the knas, but a person who is mode b'mamon is chai b'mamon. So the pieces of boshes pagam he has to pay out piatmo. Vein mishalim knas, but the knas, the 50 slum, that he doesn't pay because your mode b'knas is potter. Homer ganaf, the person says I stole. He's mishalim as a karen because the karen al piatmo karen is considered mamon. However, ein mishalim tashlume kefil v'tashlume arbar chamishi. He doesn't pay the double or the four or five times amount because that's considered knas again. V'hemis shori is ploni. The person says, my shor killed another person, which normally would pay kofir. O shor shaploni, or he killed this other shor, created this damage. Hareza mishalim al piatmo. He would have to pay al piatmo because the payment of kofir, when a person kills when an animal kills a person, that's a payment of kofir. Kofir is considered mamon, says Rashi, according to this opinion. And the animal, that of course, another animal, at least according to this Mandamar, thinks it's also considered mamon, it's nezek, one would have to pay al piatmo. Hey, Miss Shori Avdo Shaploni, if you say, my shor killed this Eved Kanani, and the did Eved Kanani, you pay Shloshim Shekel, but since it's a kanas of paying Shloshim Shekel, Eid Mishalim al piatmo, he would not pay based on his own remission, because Mod B'Knas Pater, because Zeha Klau Kol Mishalim Yesa al Masha Hizik, any payment that's above the damage that has been caused, Eid Mishalim al piatmo, that's another way of saying anything above payment, double, kefil, dal the hay, that's all more than the damage he actually caused, more than the stolen object, that's an indicator, that's a simen, that this is going to be a knas, and one does not pay knas al piatmo, that's the klal. Just look at Rashi to explain how do we know that mod b'knas is pater in general. Rashi writes the top line ve'ena mishalim knas b'baba kama tells us nafkalana learns out that mod b'knas is pater me'asher yashiun elohim prat lemarshia tatzma, that only if bezdin, the word elohim is referenced to bezdin here, when bezdin makes him pay his mechayivim, but if he admits on his own without bezdin, in that case he would be pater. So that's the mission. Mission gives just a number of examples where a knas mod b'knas is pater. But mamon, there'd be a chiv. So the Mishnah points out that boshes is actually mamon, right? The Mishnah says if a guy admits pitisis bito, he does not pay knas because that's a knas, but he pays boshes and pagam. So clearly, boshes is considered mamon, not considered knas. But there is a Gemara that we show him ask a question, Gemara Baba Kam Daf Chav Zayin, where Rav Nachman says, if chis, you're trying to collect boshes in Bavel, we don't collect knasos in Bavel. Boshes is a knas. You can't collect a knas in Bavel. So here, the Mishnah says that Knas is Mamon. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, the Mishnah says Boshes is considered Mamon, Knas. And here, the Mishnah says that Boshes is considered Mamon. So the Ritva answers that no. Really, Boshes is considered Mamon. That's why a guy who's Mode al Piatmo, he has to pay Boshes. But the Gemara there in Baba Kama, although it calls it Knas, doesn't really mean it's Knas. Bavel is only allowed to, Bavel cannot collect knas, they can only collect mamon, but even in the world of mamon, it can only collect something that's considered shchiach. Mamon that's not shchiach, Bezdin and Bavel can't collect. So since Boshes is not shchiach, although it's mamon, but it's not shchiach, Bavel can't collect it. So that's why Rav Nachman calls it like knas. Just like they can't collect knasos, they also can't collect mamon that's not shchiach. But in reality, Boshes certainly is considered mamon, like the Mishnah clearly says here. Now, what's not mentioned in the Mishnah, mentions knas, boshes, pagam. It doesn't mention the case of anasti, which the Gemara is going to address in just a second. But what's the tsar? The tsar by the case of onus, would that be considered mamon, or tsar be considered knas? So there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in one place, in Hilchas Nahar Basula, he says that if a person admits that he was a man, it's a woman, he would have to pay boshes, pagam, and also tsar. So clearly tsar is not knas. Tsar is considered mamon. But there's a Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Chovil Mazik, when a person's Chovil B'chaveiro, if he admits that he damaged someone, there's no edim, he admits he hurt someone, according to that, he would be putter from paying tsar. So by Nahar Basula, he says tsar is considered mamon, mode be mamon tchayiv, but by Hilchos Chovil Mazik, he says one who's mode by tsar is actually putter, it's a kanas. So Kesef Mishnah says, apparently, tsar is different depending on the context. Tsar by Nahar Basula is considered mamon. It's somehow more closely connected to pagam. And since the pagam is mamon, tsar is also mamon. When it comes to Chovah B'chaveiro, for some reason, tsar is considered knas. He doesn't explain any further, but that's how he reconciles the stira within the Rambam. So now the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara on the top says, Lisnei anasti, So the Mishnah mentions a pitisi, that a person admitted to be mefate, a girl. But why doesn't the Mishnah also mention anasti? So Gemara says, lo mi bai kamar. It was needless to say. Lo mi bai anasti de lo kapagam la de mishalim poshes pagam al piatmo. It's a pasha din by the case of anasti that he didn't create such a pagam. I mean, it's a terrible thing, of course, to do what he did, obviously, but it's worse when a woman agreed to it, when she was a mifate, and she agreed to it. That's a greater embarrassment to her and the family that she was willing to do such a thing. So, lo mi bai anasti de lo kapagam la, is that such a great pagam? Of course, it's a terrible thing. But Mishan Boshes Pagam al Piatma, where he admits he has to pay, about Pitisi, the Kapagam La, where there's a terrible Pagam that he admits that he did this, and she was willing to do this, she was in Mefuta with him, Eim Alo Mishan al Piatma, maybe in this case he shouldn't have to pay. He shouldn't have to pay on his own. Kamashman, he asked this. If you look at Rashi for a second, Rashi says, Dilo Pagim La, Ein Laz Shel Anusa, Gadol Kalash Mefuta. The discussions that take place about Ones is not as bad as the discussions, the laws, the rumors about Mefuta. It's not such a pagam against her. It was against her will by Onus. Who we trust him. That he admits, I did this to the woman. Okay, the pagam isn't so great. We accept him and we take the money. When it comes to a case of a mefuta, where now in essence he's incriminating her as well, we don't trust you. We're not willing to, even though you want to give money, we're not going to trust you, because when you give the money, you're in essence having she agreed to be involved in this with you, and that's a terrible pagam for her and her family. So maybe we shouldn't let you admit to what you had done. Kamashwa, nonetheless, if he admits to being mefate woman, even though it means that she's going to have people talking about her, in the end of the day, he would have to pay the money that he admitted to. So Gemara says that our Masnis and our Mishnah is delo kiay Tana, not like the following Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, af boshes upagam eino mishal al piatzmo. That boshes and pagam, he does not pay on his own admission, while our Mishnah says he amode beboshes pagam pays. Rabbi Shimon says mode beboshes pagam does not pay. So the Gemara says, why? Lo kohemne shehifkom bito shaploni. He does not have the right. By him saying he did something wrong, he's in essence saying that she did something wrong as well. He has no right to incriminate her. He's only one person, he's only one aid, and therefore we can't trust. So Amar le rapapa le abaye nichale lidide mai. Let's say she's okay with it. Let's say I'm fine. I don't care if people talk about me. I don't care if people are saying this about me. She's okay with it. She's mochel b'davar. So maybe in that case, he should have to pay. So Dilma lo nichale lavia. So maybe she's okay with the rumors. She's okay with people talking about her, but her father isn't. So for that reason, we still don't trust the man. So nichale lavia. Let's say the father says, I don't care. You can say whatever you want about my daughter. It's okay. My Dilma lo nichale levnei bishmacha. Maybe the family doesn't like it to have people talk about the girl in this family that she was involved with another man. So it's not nichale. So we shouldn't trust him, even though she doesn't care, even though the father doesn't care, the family might care. So let's say nichale levnei mishpacha. Let's say the family says, we don't care. It's okay. He admitted to doing something wrong. The fact that she was involved, we're okay. We'll take the money. So my efshar delek echad b'medina hasayam delo nichle. It's impossible. There's not going to be one relative somewhere in the world who isn't bothered by this. So since someone exists out there who's bothered by this, we don't trust the person who admits that he says he's mefate woman. We don't trust it because there's some relative somewhere who is not okay with this terrible reputation that she and the family will have based on this. So now the Rav asks an interesting question. What does the Bnei Mishpacha have to do with anything? They don't collect the money. She's collecting the money. The father's collecting the money. They're not taking any money here. So how come they have a say in the reputation? He says, you're right. Ein hachanami. Even though they have no connection to the Dini Mamnis and no money is going to the Bnei Mishpacha, in the end of the day, the reputation does affect them and they have a certain say. If, however, the man says, I want to give you the money, and the father says, we're willing to take the money, they're able to take the money. We're just talking about a stam case here. Stam case where the man says he's mefata, so the default is that we don't let him pay the money because there's someone who cares. But if the father says, I'm willing to take the money anyways, Eina Chanami, the father, could accept the money because the Bnei Mishpacha has no Dina Mamanus. They have no financial involvement in this particular case, and that would be the response as they're up. So now the Gemara is halfway down the page. Ha'omer ganafti misham misa karen. A person says he stole, so he admits he stole, so the Mishnah said he pays karen, but he doesn't pay kefel dal behe. So itmar, palganizka, when it comes to palganizka, chati nezek, when a shor tam gores another shor, he does not pay the full amount, he does not pay nezek shom, rather he pays chati nezek, he pays half the amount. If he gores three times, he's now what's called the shor muad, and then he would pay the full amount. So when it comes to chati nezek, when a shor gores another shor, rapapa amar, palganizka is mamona. He thinks chati nezek is called mamon, and emodebe mamon would be chayiv. Rav Huna b'Rei of Yeshua Omer palga nizka nikknas. He calls it knas, in which case a person who's modebe chati nezek would be pater. So machlokes, very fundamental machlokes, whether chati nezek is mamon or it's knas. So Rapapa Amar, Palga Nizka Mamona, how does he know? Why does he think that's Mamon? He says, Kasavar, Stam Shvarim, Lava Bechazka Shimur Kaimi. The din is a regular ox is not an animal that's tame. It's an animal that's wild. It's la bechazka shimur. You don't assume it protects itself. It doesn't want there. It's not domesticated, and therefore you have to protect it. Uvedin hu demisham kula. And the truth is, the owner of the shore who caused the damage must pay the full amount. He's responsible. You can't just leave oxen on their own. So he's chayv to pay the full amount. He's chayv the full mamon. So how come he only pays chatzi nezek? So rachmana hu dechayis alavai that the Torah was chasanim. You're right. Even though by nature an animal, a shore is a wild animal, but since the shore has not been accustomed to doing this, it's not a shore muad just yet, we're making on the guy to only have to pay chati nezek. But in reality, he should be paying the full amount, and it's really considered mamon because shvarim la b'chazko shimur kaimu. That's the understanding of Papa. Chati nezek is mamon. However, Rav Huna, braid of Yeshua Amar, pal ganitzka is only kanas. It's a penalty. Really, he should be paying nothing. He thinks a stam ox is considered protected, is considered domesticated, considered tame, and therefore you don't have to have extra protection, extra shmira. And the truth is, even though his shore caused damage to another person's shore, the owner shouldn't have to pay anything because the oxen are tame animals. But the Rachmana, who the concept of the Torah, gave a penalty to the guys anyways. Listen, your ox did something wrong, so it's a penalty. Make sure you watch him over better. Yes, I understand the nature of an ox is not to cause damage, not to be so wild, but still, we ask you protection, so it's really a penalty that the Torah created the knas, and therefore the nafkamina would be modbe knas pater, that by chatzin nezik is a knas would be pater, but if you assume like a papa that chatzin nezik is actually mamon, mode bechatzin nezik would be chayv. So that's the machlokas here. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring from a different number of different mishnayos whether or not we assume chati nezek is in fact a mamon, or it's going to be a knas. So the Gemara first quotes the following mission. It says, Toshma. We're first quotes the Simon, that Hezek ma behemis klal. Tanan. The mission says in Baba Kama, Hanizak va mazik bitashumim. When it comes to chati nezek, both the mazik and the nizak are paying equally, because they pay full amount. So really, the nizak loses, and the mazik loses, but they only do half and half. So the havamina here is, the Gemara says, I understand Bishma Laman Damar Palga Nizka Mamona Hainu Deshach Nizik Betashimim. The Nizak, why is he paying? What's he paying for? So if you say that really you should pay the full amount, Mamon, except the Torah's Chas on the Mazik, so the Nizak in essence losing. He's losing out. He should really get 100% back because the Mamon is owed to him and he's losing 50%. He's in essence paying. He's paying what he should have gotten. So that's how you could talk about Tashlumim mitzad the nizak. If really everything should be mamon, and the nizak ends up losing out. But elif, you say leman damar palga nizke knasa. It's a knas. The nizak really doesn't deserve anything. The mazik did nothing wrong. It's a penalty. So it's a bonus. The nizak collects a bonus. So then hashtad labdi day kashakil. If he's taking the knas, which isn't really his, it's just a special chiddush haTorah. But tashlumim isa, then you're going to talk about the nizak paying money back. Well, what's it to talk about? He's not owed anything. The whole thing's a chiddush that he gets the knas. So Gemara says no. Lo nitzricha ela lefchas nevela. You're right. In reality, even if you assume that chati nezek is only knasa, and it's a special bonus that the nizak gets, you could still describe tashlumim mitzad the nizak. Why? Because the moment the Torah says, or the Chachamim say, that you're getting half the amount, you, the nizak, you're getting this penalty, the nevela is yours. So now, b'shas bezdin, until the nizak sells it, the nevela is going to certainly go down in price. The longer you wait, the less valuable the nevela is going to be to sell to a goy. So that loss of price, the depreciation from shas hamadis adin till shas mechira, that depreciation is going to go out of the pocket of the nizak. And even though the entire amount was really a knas, but there's going to be a dip of what he received the knas until the actual payment he's going to receive, that's the tashumin that we're discussing, the pchas nevela. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes, lo nitzcha ela pchas nevela, the depreciation of the nevela, hodikatani nizak b'tashumin. That's that which we're describing, the nizak, has some form of payment here. La bepalga de shavik kamar, not the half of the amount that he's not receiving, because the whole amount that he does receive is a bonus. Elabahi palga nizga, nami de kanile, rachmana, that palga nizga, that half a nezek that he's receiving from the Torah, the chiddush, he's mafsid of that amount, he's mafsid kol pchas shepis pichs nevela, midameh, all the depreciation of the value, mishas misa, achas mother for dudin. I said the wrong thing. The time the animal died until it went to bezin, that depreciation is going to be out of the pocket of the nezek. So in other words, let's say the damage was $200. So half that's $100. So the Mazik paid $100 at Knas. He pays it to the Nizak. But that was $100 when the Misa took place. But Shas Hamadas Badin, it could be the Nevela, 2 days later, is $70. So he lost $30. That is taken out of the pocket of the Nizak. He only ended up getting the $70 worth of the Nevela, even though in reality it was $100 initially. But that's the Tashumim we talk of. But either way, we see that this mission could be interpreted both mitzad Chatzi Nezek being Mammon and Chatzi Nezek being a Knas. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, Pchas Nevela is Tanina. We already have a Mishnah that tells us that the depreciation of the Nevela goes out of the pocket of the Nizak. Why teach me a second dime? So it says, Tashlumei Nezek, Milamei Chabailam Metaflim B'Nevela. That Mishnah in Bava Kama says, the Tashlumei Nezek, that payment of the Nezek, means that the Nizak has to care for the animal, the Nevela, and the depreciation comes out of his pocket. So why teach two separate Mishnayos, teaching the same din of Pchas Nevela is to the Nizak? So the Gemara says, Chada Batam, we have to teach us that he's pas nevela goes to Nizak both by a muad and also by a tam. How so? Betricha, you need both cases. Di hashmi inan tam. If you taught me the case of tam, that pas nevela of the tam goes to the Nizak, mishum dakati lo aid, that the mazik shouldn't get the loss because he didn't do anything wrong in the muad, that the animal's not a muad yet. So maybe the pas nevela shouldn't go to the mazik, it goes to the Nizak. That much I get. About muad, diayid, where there's a muad, where the baal now takes a lot of responsibility. This is a third offense of the shur, at least a third offense. He should take the pchas nevela, he should take the depreciation, the mazik should. Mishum nakati lo, aval muad diayid imelo. Maybe the depreciation should be for the mazik. Kamashman that no, even by the case of muad, the pchas nevela goes to the nizak. And the Gemara says, vitri, and if you talk the other way, viashmein and muad, that the muad, that's when the depreciation goes to Nizak, mishum de kamisham kule. Because since the Nizak gets the full payment, the full amount, so there, since he gained the full payment, we'll give the depreciation as well. Aval, when it comes to the tam, where the Nizak's only getting half the amount, maybe Amalo, maybe he shouldn't also get the depreciation. He's already losing half the value, so also to lose the depreciation, he shouldn't get that as well. Tzricha, that even by the case of tam, the pchas nevela both goes to Nizak, whether it's a case of tam or the muad. So now the Gemara tries to bring another raya that Chatzi Nezak is in fact either mamon or knas. Tashma. Ma bein tam lemuad. What's the difference between an animal that's a tam versus an animal sure that's a muad? Shatam misham Chatzi Nezak migufo. That you give the animal itself, migufo, is a payment of Chatzi Nezak. As opposed to muad, misham nezak shalem minaliyah. But when it comes to a sure muad that caused damage, you have to pay the full damage, and that full damage doesn't come from the nevela itself that's dead, but comes out of pocket. The owner of the sure muad must pay out of pocket the cash of nezek shalom. So that's two differences. One is chati nezek versus nezek shalom. One is where's the money coming from the animal itself, or from the aliyah, from the out of pocket. But the Gemara points out, v'lo katani doesn't say, shatam einu masham apiatzmo, Umuad mishama piyatma. There should have been a difference that if a person admits that his shor was shor muad caused damage, he has to pay. That's mamon. But if he admits a tam caused damage, he should be off the hook because it's kanas. The fact that the Gemara doesn't bring that as a distinction must be that's not an afkamina. Must be that chati nezek is mamon, and a person who's modiv na chati nezek would be chayiv because it's a mamon, not kanas. So Gemara says no. Tana v'shar. The Mishnah wasn't being precise. It wasn't being thorough. It left a couple of things off the list. So my shire, the high shire, what else was left off the list? We have this cloud. Whenever you leave one thing off the list, it must be more than two things. Because if you have an exhaustive list, you wouldn't leave just one thing off. You may just finish it off with the one more thing. But it must be at least two things are always left off if it's not an exhaustive list. So if it's really true that the distinction of Al-Piyatma would be true, that between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim, there must be a second thing that's left off the list. What's the second thing? So Gemara says, my shire, the high shire, shire Chatzi Kofer. The Chatzi Kofer was left off the list. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes last two lines here, Shire Chatzi Kofer, Lo Shanu Kol HaChilukim Shebeneim. The Mishnah is not describing every nafkamina between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalim. Sherei Af Yesh Chiluk Zeh Beneim Shemuad Shehemis Es Adam. If a Shur Muad kills a person, Misham Kofer Shalim, you pay the full amount. Vitam Shehemis, however, if a Tam kills a person, Afilu Chatzi Kofer Kedina Benezik and Lo Misham, you don't pay anything. There's nothing to be paid at all. That was left off the list. How do we know? D'chsev bal ashur naki v'dashinon naki mechatzi kofer. Tom that kills, you're clean from having to pay any amount. So why wasn't that also on the list? That the difference between kofer versus no kofer? So it must be. The mission wasn't being exhaustive. So too, that the moda piatmo is another difference, even though it's not mentioned in the mission. Gemara says, imishim mechatzi kofer. If that's what you're concerned with, lav shihu. That wasn't left off the list, actually. Because we looked on the Amud Beis, the Gemara says, who is the author of that Brais or that Mishnah? Hamani, that's Rabbi Yosi Glili, who damar tam mitzvah chatzit kofar. He actually holds against the Tanakhama that a tam would pay chatzit nash kofar. Meaning, if a tam kills a person, the owner of the tam would have to pay chatzit kofar to the family. So we see kofar is not a good distinction. Kofar, they both pay kofar. So Rashi says, okay, but there's a difference because a muad pays kofar shalem, a tam pays chatzit kofar, so shouldn't that be mentioned? So if you look at Rashi, top line, go three lines down in Rashi, within the Rashi itself, in the middle of the line, v'chitema. V'chitema, havle leflugate, should have made the difference, the high palga, the high kula, that tam pays a chatzit kofar, and the muad pays a kofar shalem. Hahi b'chla reishi, that's implied by the reisha. The katani, tam misham chatzit nezek, that same distinction of Nezek Shalim versus Chati Nezek would carry through to Kofar as well. So that wasn't really left of the list because Rabbi Yossi is the author of the Mishnah. So the fact that this was left of the list must be a raya that it must not be a difference. In other words, by Nezek Shalim in general, when a person's mode, he would be chayy because the Brais assumes, the Mishnah assumes, that Chati Nezek is Mamon. So there's no raya from that Mishnah either. So Gemara attempts to bring another raya, Tashma. Hey, Miss Shor es Ploni, if a person Shor kills a person, has to pay kofar. Oh, Shor Shaploni, or kills another Shor, Hireza Mishama Piasma, he would have to pay based on his own admission. So, my love, Batam, is not referring to where Shor Tam killed a Shor, and we see that your Mode, Bechatzin Ezek, you'd have to pay, Al Piasmo, so it must be that Mode, Mamo Naknas. It's low by Muad, it's not Muad. Mode by Muad, that's when you pay Nezek Shalom. But had it been a case of Tam, Chati Nezek, Eina Chanami, you'd be potter, because Mode B'Knas potter. About the Tam, Mai, Eina Mishalim HaPiyatma, but if it were to be a case of Tam, where a Shur Tam killed another Shur, you'd be potter. So there's no right. This mission is talking about Muad, that's why HaPiyatma Chai, but Tam, you'd be potter. To ask Tamar, wait a second, if you're saying that this Brisa, referring to Muad, at the Tani Seifa, but the fact that the Seifa of this mission is talking about Avdo Shaploni, Eina Mishalim HaPiyatma, but if it was the Shur killed the Neve Kanani, and that according to everybody, Eve Kanani certainly is Kanas, so one would be potter from paying that if he admits, Mode B'Knas potter. So once you have the distinction between a Shur killing a person and a Shur versus a Shur killing an Evid, Niflug V'Nisei B'Dida, why not have a distinction within a Shur killing a Shur? And say, B'Med V'Mamurim B'Mu'ed, when it's true that you pay a Piyatzmo, when the Shur Mu'ad killed another Shur. About Tom, if the Shur Tom killed another Shur, Einam Hashami Piyatzmo, why wasn't that the distinction? Or it says, you're right, it could have been a distinction, but kula b'muad kamari. The whole mission is talking about the muad, from the muad's perspective, granted that by short time, apiasma would be punter, but that wasn't on the radar of this mission. The mission was talking exclusively about muad. So again, no raya from here either. And then the Gemara brings another, one last raya, tashma. Zeklal, the last line of our mission, Amun Aleph said, Zeklal, this is the principle. Kol ha-mishalim yeser, amashizik, any damage that one has to pay more than the actual damage he pays, meaning the penalty is above the damage. So for example, the case of Gneva, guy stole, so the Karen, he stole $100, that's the Karen. He has to pay for that if he admits to it, but he doesn't have to pay the Kefal, because the Kefal is above the damage he caused. So anything above the damage, yes, sir, Amasha Izik, Eidim Hashem HaPiyatzmo, that he doesn't have to pay on his admission, because anything above is considered a penalty, that's called a Knas, and Modu B'Knas Pater. So the Gemara is Medayik now. HaPachos Mimasha Izik, Mishama Piyatzmo. But if it's less than the amount he damaged, he would pay based on his own admission. So since Chatzi Nezek is less than the amount of damage, he would be chayiv, it's modeb man mamon. It would be considered admitting by mamon and be chayiv. In other words, Chatzi Nezek is mamon. That's the diak for the mission. Very fine diak. Gemara says, no. Lo tema hapachos mimashizik. Don't make the diak that less than the damage would be chayiv by mamon, would be considered mamon. Ela ema hakimashizik misham apiasba. If it's exactly the amount, meaning if it's more than the amount, so then it's the Knas Yipater. If it's exactly the amount, so then that's Mamon Yechayiv. But about Pachos, but if it's less than the amount, what would the din be? My Einam Hashem Yipiasma, he wouldn't pay. He'd be Modeb Knas Pater. Above the amount, less the amount of damage, those are indicators that's going to be a Knas. So ask Gemara then, if that's the case, if it's really true, that both above the amount of damage and below the amount of damage is all considered kanas, why did the Mishnah say that clearly? Listen, it should have said the Mishnah to be much clearer. Zeklal, kol she'einu mishalim kemash ezik, anyone who doesn't pay the amount he damaged, whether it's more or less, he should not, einu mishalim piyatzmo. Dimashma pachlos of mashma yeser. That's what it should have said. It would have been much clearer that kefil dal v'hei is knas your pater and chatzin nezek is also knas and also pater. Why didn't it say that tiyufta? The Gemara ends off in the tiyufta. We don't have a good explanation why the Mishnah didn't teach us that. And the Gemara then says something very strange. Hilchasa palga nizka knasa. It's a knas. Tiyufta v'hilchasa. We just said that if it's really true, it's a knas. The Mishnah should have said pachlos tiyenu mashalim. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. So it's a tiyufta. But after saying it's tiyufta, which implies that it must therefore be, chatzin nezek must be mamon, that's why modeh, if it's less than the amount you're chayv to pay, how could you go ahead and say after tiyufta, the hilchasa is, in fact, the kanas that goes against the tiyufta. Hilchasa v'tiyufta, or tiyufta v'hilchasa. Was it in taima mai, itosiv, why did he have a question in the first place? Mishum nilo katani kamash hizik. It didn't say the way it was, the Mishnah should have said only when you pay the exact amount is that mamon. Above that, less than that is knas. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Lo psikale, because it wasn't absolute. Because there are two types of pachos mi shehizik. There's a chatzin nezek, which we've been talking about the whole time. And there's another chatzin nezek of a chatzin nezek of tsroros. Tsroros is a whole nother halacha. We'll look at Rashi what that means in just a second. The case of tsroros, that according to everybody is considered mamum. So not every case of chatzin nezek is actually mamum. Chatzin nezek by regular shur, shenaga chesashur, that's knas. Chatzin nezek of tsroros, that's mamum. So Mishnah couldn't have said if it's less than the amount, it's nezek, it's knas, because not everything less than the amount is knas. Some are not. And that's why they couldn't say in the Mishnah. So the tiyufta is not really a tiyufta, and that's why we can accept that the din is chatzin nezek is a knas. So what exactly is this? Again, lo psik, it's not absolute, because kevin the de'ika chatzin nezek tsroros, the hilchasa, that is halacha mosh besina, at least according to Rashi, gemirle, that we have a tradition, the mamonahu, that even though you pay chatzin nezek tsroros, it's mamon mishum hachi lo katani. That's why the Mishnah couldn't say kisha hizik. So now a couple things here. What exactly is tsroros? So look at Rashi to explain tsroros. Rashi writes kevan dika chatzin nezek around much further down in the Gemara. Says Rashi kevan dika chatzin nezek dimishalim beniske behema b'mahaleches. If an animal's walking, v'tiza tsroros and it kicks up some pebbles mitachas regle from beneath its regle, its feet v'zika and causes damage. The owner of the animal must pay half the damage. We assume, we have a psak there, we have a tradition, there's a tolda regel, just like regel, if an animal causes damage during regel with its feet, it's patin rishis rabim, so too he as well. Benizke regel is lav knasin, that's not a penalty, elamamon, that's certainly mamon. So that animal walks in the, and kicks things up. That's normal. That's a normal action. That's called muad. The gavit tsroros hu da'akir rachmana. And even though he should really be paying the full amount by tsroros, the Torah was, the halach mosh besinai was makel on us. The chayven de mamona hu, mishama piatmo. Since it's mamon, he pays based on his own admission. Mishim hachi lo psikale lemisna. That's why the Mishnah couldn't say kol she'ena misham kamash izik. Because there are two types of chatzin nezeks. Chatzin nezek of regular, that's a knas, but there's chatzin nezek of tsroros, which is a mamon, and that's the difference. Now there is a machlokas in Rishonim. What is a hilchasa gemirle? Is it telling me that is it telling me that tsroros is mamon, or is it telling me that the tsroros is really chatzin nezek? Some say no, it's pashut, it's mamon. There's no question, it's definitely mamon. The hilchasa is that you only pay chatzin nezek of the mamon. That's the chiddush according to some. And some say no. Really, the chiddush is that you have that the fact that you categorize tsroros as mamon, that's the chiddush of Torah. Either way, everybody agrees, lemaisa, that tsroros is considered mamon, and even though it's chatzin nezek, it's still considered mamon. Now, it's very interesting here that Rashi calls hilchasa gemirle, he calls this a halacha mosh besinai. We saw in Rashi here. Now, there's a klal, the Rambam writes that every halacha mosh besinai, there can never be a machlokas about halacha mosh besinai. It must be absolute without any breaks of tradition. So, the Gemara there, although chatzin nezek tsroros, your chayv chatzinetik, that's machlokis in the Gemara there, sumchus in the chachamim, whether or not nezek by tsroros is really chatzinetik, but there's another opinion that you pay nezek shalim. So there's a machlokis. So they ask the question, how could there be machlokis in halacha mosh besinai? So the way the Netziv explains here is that when the Gemara uses lashon hilchas agamirle, although Rashi always, you look at Rashi, always interprets hilchas agamirle as halacha mosh besinai, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Halacha mosh besinai is only when the Gemara says halacha mosh besinai. Hilchas Gemirle means we have a tradition, but that does not mean a tradition of halacha mosh besinai. We have many traditions. One tradition is it's chatzin nezek, but those traditions can have machlokas. When it says the words halacha mosh besinai, those are absolute, and there we cannot have a machlokas. So back inside the Gemara now, Hashud Amos, now that we've established the din that chatzin nezek, pal genizkis, kenas, is a penalty, hi kalba, the achal emri, if a dog eats a sheep, which is not normal, or a shunra, the achal tarnagola ravrave, or a cat eats a large chicken, which are both not normal, that's called mashunu. That's called different. And whenever it's mashuna, that's called a knas. Why? Let's say the Rashi outside, and maybe we'll look inside afterwards. But the din is, chati nezek is called mashuna. You have an animal that's a short tom. It's not used to goring things. It gores an animal. That's called mashuna. So whenever some animal does something different out of the ordinary, that's called mashuna, that's chati nezek. So here as well, anytime there's a mashuna, that's called a knas because it's a penalty. It was mashuna, it was different. So when they do strange things, that's a mashunahi. And if that would be categorized as a knas, below megmina and bebavo, we don't collect knas in bavo. Aval zutre orcho, but if a cat were to eat a small chicken, which is considered normal, that's called mamon, not called knas, and that you would be magbinale, you would collect that even in bavel. Vitafas, if the case of knas, if the nizak was toface the animal because he wanted the payment, even though bezin couldn't involve themselves in this, still lo mafkiname, we don't take it out of the hands of the nizak. If he wants to take matters into his own hand, we let him. Vitafas lo mafkinale. V'amarle, if the nizak says to the mazik, ikbar li zimna, I want to meet you in Eretz Yisrael, where in Bez, in Eretz Yisrael, they would give a din Torah on knas, let's go meet there. Makvinale, we make the nizak and mazik go to Bezdin if they agree to, or if the nizak demands he comes. V'lo alzil, and if the mazik refuses to go to Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael for the knas, misham tinale, we give him, put him in excommunication. Bein kach, misham tinale, and either way, we put him in the nidway. Why? Rashi writes bein kach, the end of the parak here. Bein shirota nizak leilech l'Eretz Yisrael. Bein shirota. Whether or not the nizak wants to take him or not, we always place the mazik for having such an animal in his property. Why? Misham tinale says Rashi. The mazik mia laharago sokelav lasalik azika. If his dog ate a large chicken, which is normal, well, not normal, out of the ordinary, we're concerned that this is a dangerous dog. We place him in nidway until the mazik kills his own dog, gets rid of the dog. The Amrina Lay, set back to the Gemara now, Bengkach, Misham Tinulay, the Amrina Lay, Salak Hezekach, remove the damage, the mazik from your property. Midi Rabbi Nosson, the Tani Rabbi Nosson, Omer, Minayin Shalom, Yigad the Adam Kelev, Rabbisok, Beisa. How do you know a person cannot raise a terrible wild animal dog in his house? Nor a broken ladder in his house, he shouldn't leave it there. Shinamar says in the passage, don't leave anything dangerous in your house. Hajnalach Elunaris, and we'll begin with the next parak to Maro.